BBC Wiltshire. First, imagine having your children taken away from you, knowing they're in a country in a civil war and having absolutely no way of contacting them. For Tanya Borg from Pusey, that nightmare is a reality. Because in 2015, Tanya's husband, Mohammed Al-Zubaydi, took their three children on holiday to Tunisia to visit family. But on arrival, he took them over the border into neighbouring Libya. And since then, Tanya had convinced her husband to return. He brought their son, who's now in Tanya's care. But her girls, meanwhile, aged 18 and 6, remain with relatives in Libya. Henry Brookman is a senior partner at Brookman Solicitors Limited, which specialises in English and international family lawyers. And Henry, it's just an unimaginable, painful situation for her to be in.
It's a terrible situation for her. And it's made even worse by the absolutely wicked denial of any contact with the children. And the judge, when he sentenced her husband to prison on the last occasion, commented about what an appalling step that was, and it, of course, it's a mistreatment of the children themselves.
How long has the process been then that Tanya's had to go through just to get to this stage, which is, you know, a stage still with very few answers?
It's the problem, of course, is the courts have only one blunt instrument they can use on a man like her former husband, and that is putting him in prison. But you're trying to achieve a very nuanced result of get him to persuade his family in Libya to return the children.
Often in situations when there's intransigence with, you know, a relationship between two countries, all the public sees is maybe a vague statement from Boris Johnson or whoever. What is going on behind the scenes? I mean, what powers do British courts feasibly have?
Even if there were diplomatic relations and good relations, it would not be simple because particularly the North African countries will be working on religious law. They will say, well, regardless of what the English courts might say, we have a different legal system. The father is the overall guardian of these girls and he can make the decision. So apart from persuasion, it's very difficult to see how the British authorities could use the Libyan legal system, such as it is, if it exists at the moment, to achieve a better result. It does happen, but not often.
And with that in mind, you know, she's now at the stage of Googling, you know, organisations that allegedly would abduct and kidnap the kids back, which is just a surreal kind of scenario to be in.
There are companies that do that, but as she said, there are significant risks in it. The other point being, you're now talking about an 18-year-old who has been kept no longer a child, been away for 3 years, a six-year-old who now has no current memory of her mother. The prospect of being removed, possibly in a dangerous situation there, is one that you wouldn't take on lightly.
Absolutely. Henry Brookman, thank you. Fascinating to hear your thoughts. Senior partner of Brookman Solicitors Limited. That there is that trade-off, isn't it, between, as Henry says, maybe it's best not to put them into that situation, but then as a mum, as a parent, the thought of them cowering wherever they are, wanting to be with you, perhaps, and thinking that you're not doing anything to make that a possibility is equally distressing. It's absolutely a no-win situation.